Good morning. Today is Friday, January 14th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be partly sunny with a high of 53 and a low of 29. It will get much colder on Saturday with a high of 40 degrees and a low of 40. But Sunday, it will be a high of 35 and a low of 31 with a chance of precipitation. Freezing rain and sleet is expected to fall in the Triangle, but the exact timing, types of precipitation and locations are still unknown. As of today, conditions are expected to start late Saturday with most falling during Sunday. Early Sunday, the areas with the best chances of snowfall are near and north of Interstate 85 as other parts of the region could see ice and freezing rain accumulate. Check newsobserver.com throughout the weekend for updates on the weather and closings. In education, a Raleigh Middle School will switch to remote instruction today because of a shortage of school staff as COVID-19 cases continue to soar statewide. Carroll Middle School will become the first school in the Wake County school system to suspend in-person instruction due to COVID-19. Wake County school officials have been stressing how they want to keep in-person instruction going as much as possible. But the school said they expected at least 30% of the staff to be out across all grade levels. In Wake County, schools that expect at least 20% of their staff to be out for COVID-19 can consider remote instruction. The school hopes to reopen for students next week. In government news, the Supreme Court has stopped a push from the Biden administration that requires employees at large businesses to get a vaccine or test regularly and wear a mask on the job. However, the court is allowing the administration to proceed with a vaccine mandate for most healthcare workers in the United States. The rule would have affected businesses with at least 100 employees. In North Carolina, the requirement would have impacted a minimum of 6,300 establishments and at least 1.2 million workers. Some Triangle businesses said they would continue to have a mandate for their employees, while others like Duke Energy said they would not institute the mandate because of the court's decision. And finally, family members have identified the man fatally shot by Raleigh police as a married father of three. They are raising money to pay for funeral expenses and send his body back to his home country of El Salvador. And tonight, a vigil will be held in Raleigh to honor him. Raleigh police have not provided any new details about the shooting that took place on the Beltline this week. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.